Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring artists that you might not associate with the Motown record label. This half hour, we'll hear from R. Dean Taylor, Rare Earth, The Supremes and the Four Tops Together, Shorty Long, The Velvettes, The Isley Brothers, The Undisputed Truth, Barrett Strong, and Edwin Starr, all coming up this half hour right here on Motown Memories.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
So I
some time ago. Remember, you're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Right.
that was the Supremes in the Four Tops together, and that was River Deep Mountain High, and that was recorded and released in 1968. And before that, Rare Earth had a number 17 song in 1971 with I Just Want to Celebrate. And we started this edition of Motown Memories with an artist by the name of R. Dean Taylor, and that was Indiana Wants Me, and that was released on the Rare Earth label, and that reached number 5 in 1970. Well, R. Dean Taylor's great song Indiana Wants Me was a Motown release, but you'd never expect it from its laid-back country feel and finish. The Rare Earth subsidy label of Motown was where Motown placed its rock acts, but the Canadian-born Taylor had worked for years as a Hitsville composer prior to his performing breakthrough, collaborating with the famous writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, and helping to write the song Love Child for the Supremes and All I Need for the Temptations, along with other songs that he recorded. Well, he was born in Toronto in 1939, and he was a country enthusiast during his formative years. His song called I'll Remember gained U.S. release in 1962 on the Marla label. Well, Brian Holland brought Taylor into Motown, and he reportedly had an uncredited hand in composing the Holland, Dozier, and Holland classics Standing in the Shadow of Love and Seven Rooms of Gloom for the Temptations, and the Supreme song Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. Well, let's continue now with Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that you may not associate with the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a song that was based on the great U.S. television show called Laughing in the late 1960s. Here is Shorty Long with Here Comes the Judge, right here on Motown Memories.
Hear ye, the court's in session, the court's in session. Now here come the judge, here come the judge.
Here come the judge.
Stop beating that fudge, cause here come the judge. Don't nobody budge, cause here come the judge. Judge Shorty is presiding today, and he don't take no stuff from nobody, no kind of way. Hey boy, take off that hat, where do you think you're at? I know where you gon' be if you don't heed my plea. I'm here to tell you,
with your requests. Motown Memories. MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
But I
and the Motown artists are here with Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
Isley Brothers with Take Me In Your Arms, Rock Me A Little While, and that song was recorded and released in 1966. Kim Weston had a hit with it and reached number 50 that same year. And before that, we heard from the Velvettes, Needle in a Haystack from 1965, and we started with Here Comes the Judge by Shorty Long, a number 8 tune from 68. Well, Shorty Long was diminutive in stature, but he was treetop tall when it came to talent. His real name was Frederick Long, and he was a great singer who had a happy, infectious party vibe. Well, he was born on May 20th, 1940 in Birmingham, Alabama, and he got his nickname for obvious reasons. He stood an inch over 5 feet tall, and he was influenced by Little Willie John and Johnny Ace, as well as his Baptist upbringing. Well, Shorty played piano in local clubs before heading north to Detroit in 1959. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring some songs that you may not associate with the Motown label. Well, coming up, a great song by the Undisputed Truth, Smiling Faces Sometimes, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Of the evil that lurks within. Smiling faces sometimes, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Right. sometimes. Hey, they don't tell the truth. Smiling faces tell lies, and I got proof.
Beware of the handshake, they have the snake.
I'm not telling you.
Beware
of the pat on the back. It just might hold you back.
Jealousy,
misery, envy. I tell you, you can't see behind smiling faces sometimes.
Tom Fallon plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. From the 60s, 70s, 80s, Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
ever see me carry around a little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. There once was a fella.
Well, that was Edward Starr with Agent 00 Soul, and that reached number 21 from 1965. Well, great as the talent that was parading around Hitsville during this time, nobody was going to outsing Edwin Starr. Well, when he sang, windows rattled and the heavens shook with his great open mouth, especially during his passion song called War. Well, he was born Charles Edward Hatcher on January 21st, 1942 in Nashville. And he grew up in Cleveland and joined his first vocal group called the Future Tones in his early teens. Well, he was quoted as saying that we never recorded, but that was my own individual group that I had in Cleveland. That was from 1955 to 1960. Well, in 1962, he joined the Bill Doggett Combo as a vocalist. At that time, they were just an instrumental group. And before that, we heard from Barrett Strong and the first Top 40 song that the Motown label ever had, Money, That's What I Want, that reached number 23 from 1960, and that was later covered by the Beatles. And we started with The Undisputed Truth, with Smiling Faces Sometime, a number 3 tune from 1971. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. But coming up during the next half hour, we'll continue to hear songs that you may not associate with the Motown label. All coming up right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.